is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today we're talking mostly about stealing things, because seriously, animals and weird thieveries is just...
It's the kleptomaniac episode.
Well, it's the kleptomaniac episode part, like, seven.
Right.
We've done a few of them. But this one I find very interesting for the first story in that a stolen pair of ruby slippers has been found.
Oh.
And these are the actual, these are one of the pairs of the ruby slippers from the actual Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
And I somehow, I think it, maybe it's just they looked better when they were first filmed. I didn't know they were actually sequins. I thought they were like that just glitter stuff that you put on, like glitter shoes today. Like you found a pair of glitter tennis shoes.
But
where it's just a glitter fabric or something.
Right, but different time period. I don't know if they had that.
But that's how it always looked to me. But no, they are actually sequins on this. And these shoes were stolen back in August of 2005.
Okay.
This was at the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I mean, Minnesota. M something. Somewhere up there in the north.
One of the states.
That I've never been to. I apologize. They were there on loan. Just because, you know, the Judy Garland Museum, and someone broke in, did a smash and grab, broke the case they were in, and stole them.
And that was all they stole?
That was all they stole.
Huh.
And for 13 years, we really couldn't find it. And of course, the FBI was called in because these are sort of like a monument of American history.
A cultural icon.
Exactly that. And I love that, you know, as things do happen with big news stories, they got a lot of tips about, oh, I think it might be this person. Oh, I saw it, whatever.
Right.
One of the tips they got was, oh, the stolen pair is at the Smithsonian. And it's like, yes, because that's one of the pairs. Right. There's more than one.
That's hilarious.
That one is supposed to be there. That's theirs. But I'm like, who would think, I mean.
This is obviously something that someone stole because they wanted them, not because they were going to sell them. Because you couldn't sell them.
I mean, I guess
you probably could, but.
I mean, you'd have to be, like, super into the deep underground to do that, where the person who's going to buy it from you never plans to show anybody ever for the rest of their life.
Right.
They just want to have something nobody else has.
And you, who stole them, can't really show anybody for the rest of your life either. You just have them in your closet for
something weird.
And you go and hug them every once in a while.
That's probably part of why it took the 13 years, because it's not like you can fence these. Like, you will get so caught. But there weren't any fingerprints or security camera footage. And somehow the alarm did not go off.
Ooh, maybe it was an inside job.
That's what people thought at the time. I find it interesting, though. The shoes were insured for $1 million, but they're valued at $2 to $5 million.
Oh.
And granted, I don't understand insurance.
Someone should have updated their insurance.
Right? I don't understand insurance, but I'm like, is that how that's supposed to go? Because the shoes are worth more than they're insured for, so if they get stolen, you don't get what this is that car commercial. Of, like, you know, not getting the full value of your new car back.
Right. So I'm supposed to drive 3/4 of a car?
Exactly. It's like I get 3/4 of a ruby slipper back. And then what do you do with the $1 million when they've been stolen? It's not like you can go out and buy another pair.
It's not like a car where you go out and get yourself a new pair.
There are only I'm sure there's probably more, but there are 4 official ones from the movie. And so one is Smithsonian, this one that's been missing for 13 years. And this one, I think, amazingly, was actually bought, like, not almost by chance. It was actually auctioned off, I believe, when MGM closed down. When MGM went bankrupt, they auctioned off a lot of movie things, including a pair of the ruby slippers. They were bought by, like, I think, a school teacher or something, who later sold them for 100-something thousand. And then it went on from there. And I'm just like, but that beginning, like, even in MGM closed in, like, the 70s, the ruby slippers weren't already, like, iconic enough to, you know, have a huge value at auction.
Wow.
I mean, I get there were four of them, but seriously?
Hmm. I don't know how that stuff works.
Yes. So last summer, an individual approached the company that insured the shoes, essentially saying, hey, I might have some information on them, but obviously trying to, you know, extort money from them. Because again, you cannot fence these.
Right. Like,
if you stole these shoes to actually try and get money for them, that's, you're not going to get it. Because there's no way to not automatically be noticed with the ruby slippers. It's not like random diamond here that looks like, you know, 20 other diamonds. Like, these are one of four. You're so getting caught. So clearly they figured out, that person probably is part of the crew that stole them. FBI was involved. They came in. It's still not clear, though, the whole story of who stole them or how.
Hmm.
Like, this is still a big mystery. And I'm like, but really? Like, in the same way of, I feel you went for way less than you were worth at that first auction.
Right.
How is this still like a, we haven't in 13 years figured out the crime, at least how they did it.
Is it really cool if you're on the FBI team investigating the stolen ruby slippers? Or are you just like the rookie dork of the FBI world?
We don't get to go catch FBI's Most Wanted. Instead, we're looking for some sequin shoes.
Yeah.
I'd actually like to know. I imagine some people would actually prefer to be on the let me find the really cool rare item
side
of things.
I would. In theory, you'd get shot at less.
In theory.
In theory. I'm not saying I understand it all completely, but, you know, maybe.
But then it would also depend on if, you know, you actually like the thing. If you really can't stand, you know, baseball, and yet you're looking for a really, really rare baseball trading card that was stolen from a museum, doing that for a number of years, it might just be like, I hate my job. But if you're like a huge Wizard of Oz fan, anytime you get a lead on this, it'd be like, ooh, and now I have to go home and watch it again for the 27,000th time. I only kind of like The Wizard of Oz. I frankly feel Judy Garland was probably a little too old to play that part because she doesn't quite seem believably, like, I don't understand anything naive for me. I'm just like, right. You're an awfully big girl to be this naive.
I'm the youngest, and my sister and brother really hated The Flying Monkeys, so we never watched it. You know, it was always on once a year. And so they were like, nope, not watching it. So I think I was in college before I actually saw... Oh, yes, I was in college because the first time I actually saw the movie was when a group in college watched it with Pink Floyd's The Wall. I don't know if you ever heard of that. If you start Pink Floyd's The Wall at a certain point... No, okay. It just like... supposedly the lyrics go along with the movie. So the first time I saw the movie all the way through, no actual dialogue, none of the original soundtrack, but The Wall.
I'm not sure. That kind of actually sounds like it might be better. It's like your first time to see Wizard of Oz is this really strange pop culture thing going on.
It was very interesting. And then for some reason, it was in the theater also while I was in college. And so my then boyfriend and I went.
It might have been one of those every year things, kid.
Yeah, maybe. So I got to see it in the theater then.
Yeah, I don't remember how old I was the first time I watched it. I remember I was about 9 or 10 when I read the book, and I was very upset because there were a number of changes there, including the slippers are not actually ruby slippers in the book, and I was just like, what the heck is this? A, I don't even like this movie that much, but I especially don't like the book.
But it came first, so you should have been more mad at the movie.
I should have, and yet I just kind of wasn't. Although I will say Over the Rainbow was still a beautiful song when she sang it.
Yes.
So, yeah. Interesting that the slippers... 13 years later, it's like, you got to wonder why the person took that long. Because you got to imagine, you know, after the first 2 or 3 years when you can't sell it, what do
and,
you do?
You know, how many times can you look at them and be like, look what I have?
Or did you like put them in a box somewhere and you forgot about them and then you remembered it like, oh, hey, I should do something about that. Should try and get some money.
It hasn't been released who stole them. It's not that they don't know.
Right.
That would seem silly.
I would hope, I think they know at least who. I'm not sure if they still know how yet.
Okay.
Because, again, this doesn't... They were actually... There was an offer by the museum to make sure that the shoes were locked in a vault each night.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who owned it and was lending the shoes to them said no because he didn't want people handling them every day.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm sure he was biting his tongue afterwards.
Right. I'm like, dang it! That person is touching my shoes every day, I know it!
Why didn't I take that offer? Because, you know, the vault! Probably be much harder to get into the vault than the glass case.
I would think so.
And I love how the article for this was like, the shoes were stolen, but only one single sequin was left. I was like,
oh, that's hilarious.
This is a mystery
novel. That's like a bad, yeah, like a bad movie script or mystery novel.
What are you doing? Seriously? And also,
and they left behind one sequin.
But also, how fragile were the shoes at that point that you actually have sequins falling off of the things that can't be handled every day? It's just,
well,
like,
they were how many years old at that point?
Right? I'm just like, oh, no, I'm actually, even though I think not putting them in the vault was still a bad idea, I'm kind of with that guy of don't touch the shoes, don't touch the shoes.
Yeah.
Because clearly they're
delicate.
Know. Yes, exactly. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Our second thieves stolen story today is that 7,000 creatures were stolen from an insectarium. Insectarium. Insectarium?
Insectarium. Sure.
I don't know why I want to add a T in there. Insectata.
Insectarium.
Insectarium. So this is roughly $40,000 worth of insects and lizards that were stolen from an insectarium in Philadelphia. And it's roughly 90% of the center's collection.
Whoa!
And I'm just like...
So they couldn't get the full 100%?
Well, they think that like some of the insects were not hiding on purpose, but just, you know, hiding as insects do.
Hiding on purpose. Hey, Lou!
Right, oh, someone's coming. Like, let's quick, let's hide. I don't want to get taken. No, that they were just hiding as they do.
Right.
And that the thieves just missed them. But... this got a lot of news because one of the things that they stole was a 6-eyed sand spider, which is one of the world's most venomous creatures.
Oh, that seems dangerous.
And there's a number of things that creep me and lots of other people out about this. A, why do you have 6 eyes? That just seems very oddly specific and creepy. But then also sand spiders bury themselves under the sand.
Yes.
To like lie and wait for their... And I'm like, nope. I mean, I don't know that there's that much sand in Philadelphia, but still, nope. Like, and it bites you and it's poison. No.
Now, if the sand spider buries itself in the sand, you'd think it would have been smart enough to hide. Silly sand spider.
Well, maybe it like did and they knew it was there. Because I've seen videos of it covering itself, but then I'm like, what do you do with your legs? I can see your legs.
Yeah, the legs tend to stick out.
It's like, you're still there. I can see you. But evidently, the creatures that it preys on at least cannot. And so it does actually manage to catch prey that way. But police actually think...
I just looked up 6-eyed sand spider. And of course, a picture of the bite came up. Don't look.
I saw that, yeah. Okay. It almost doesn't look real, but I'm sure it is. Oh, my God. So police actually think this was an inside job because on the wall, there were 2 employee uniforms that were stabbed into the wall with knives.
What?
As like, this is a vendetta or something against the insect.
What, did they think they weren't being properly taken care of or?
You're mistreating us people who take care of your deadly spiders. I don't know. It's not clear exactly.
Interesting.
And they did this during broad daylight. They're actually caught on video, broad daylight, just loading crates into a car, not even trying to hide their faces or anything.
Wait, so how have they not caught them then?
I'm not quite sure. They've recovered some of the creatures, but not all of them. So maybe it's they've... I hadn't heard that they caught all the guys, but maybe they caught them, but now have to find where the things are because we hid them away. Hopefully not on a beach.
And hopefully not somewhere where they're now just slowly starving to death.
Also that people are, and I get that you're always, that's always the case with, you know, stolen animals. Like a few episodes ago when we talked about the stolen shark, but I'm like, but they're bugs. And I just, on the one hand, yes, let's not hurt the innocent things. But on the other hand, it's a bug.
But there were lizards. And I have lizards.
Well,
and
you
like
have
them.
Lizards. True.
Bearded dragons. I don't want somebody stealing my bearded dragons.
But it's the insectarium. I imagine most of them are bugs. And
yeah,
they're bugs.
And I would feel less concerned if somebody broke in and stole the crickets that my lizards were eating.
Right.
Is that terrible of me? I would make a terrible Buddhist.
Oh. Well, and unfortunately, the center is not exactly sure what was taken because the thieves also stole the log that had all the bugs in it.
Oh, thorough thieves.
So clearly this is like, oh, so it's really disgruntled ex-employees who are just out to whatever. Yeah. I'm not even sure, again, what the motives would be here and why you're so disgruntled at a bug place.
Somebody needs to make an episode on a crime show of this.
I just feel there should be like a whole show about weird crimes. I'm sure there probably is, but I don't know what it's called. But interestingly, that the thieves could actually be up for federal crimes because some of the insects were actually considered federal evidence. Because they were confiscated at ports of entry.
Oh.
And then it's a living thing, so we have to put it somewhere. So let's put it to the insectarium where it'll be taken care of. And then that evidence was stolen.
And where is this insectarium?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, you said that.
Yes.
As soon as I said it, I was like, there's no sand in Philadelphia. She said that.
I mean, I've never been to Philadelphia.
And you didn't say there's no sand. You said you didn't know how much sand there was.
I hope there's not any sand nearby this place.
Well.
Because that would be an easy, like, pick up and drop off thing. And I'm still super terrified of the bugs that hide itself waiting to bite you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, and no. I'm creeped out enough, even with, like, you know, the bugs that everyone tells me aren't harmful at all. Like, daddy long legs. I'm like, nope. Nope, nope. Either you need to leave right now or something's going to happen to you. Just saying.
You've got a choice, Mr. Daddy Longlegs.
Unfortunately, it doesn't often seem to understand me, but I did give you an option and you decided to stay there.
Like you didn't give them an option in a language they understand.
That's true. I don't actually want to learn spider. No. But I did actually do that one day where there was a daddy long leg outside, like my outside door. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, if you're still here tomorrow, I'm going to squish you. And it unfortunately was still there tomorrow. So I was like, nope. Can't do it. Cannot do it. And I am just, I'm sure there probably is like a giant, I can stand 3 feet away and catch a bug in like a jar mechanism to then release it. But I have not yet found that.
Well, maybe you should invent it. You know, it's like if you don't see the book that you want to read, write it. Well, right. Maybe if you don't see the giant bug catching contraption, you should invent it.
Except, you know, having a peaceful giant bug catching contraption is so not high up on my list of like things I really want to do. It's not on my bucket list. It's not on my I want to be a good Samaritan for the rest of my life list. It's not even, this is again why I would not be a good Buddhist either. It's like, I get the whole, you know, not harming life thing, but there's a spider in my room or a wasp or something else. I'm like, no, if you would just stay outside, we'd be fine. You stay outside, I stay inside. We can, you know, coexist peacefully, except not coexist in the same place. But they decide, hey, I want to come in and explore. And I'm just like, you don't understand me when I say get out. So desperate measures. Desperate measures because I am desperately scared. Go away.
Aw.
Yes.
Poor Stacy.
So it does sound like some of the insects have been recovered. Not quite all. The fact that it was not mentioned, you know, that they caught the thieves and why the thieves would do this makes me wonder. It does seem that there were at least two or three. So I'm wondering if, like, they caught one guy, but then he didn't give up his friends.
Because he was like, no.
I'm not a rat. I'm a bug thief.
I'm a bug thief.
There's a difference. And so it's like, oh, we only get the bugs that were at his house, but all the other bugs that, you know, we split up amongst ourselves. Because it doesn't even sound like this is like the shark guy who's like just actually a fan and then his died so he wanted a replacement. Like this is vengeance or pettiness or something.
Interesting.
And it's not clear why, but they're like, we're going to. And I just love the fact that they stabbed the. I'm like,
yeah, that's
send
a very
a calling
definite
card.
Yeah.
Why don't you just also like scrawl your name in red marker or something?
That's a very definite statement. It's just not 100% clear what the statement is. Like, you're clearly trying to say something, but it could go for a variety of ways.
And also, since you clearly did this, like, very brazenly during the middle of the day.
Was the place open?
It's not clear.
Okay.
I'm not sure, because you kind of imagine someone who actually currently works there would have to notice the people coming in multiple
times.
Well,
you would think.
And I kind of wonder, how do you do that with 7,000? Is it like we're counting 7,000, but like 2,000 of those are ants or something?
Right.
Because how do you have like crates for all of those things if they like each need their own crate? Mm-hmm. I imagine there's got to be like one crate that's actually got like, you know.
Yeah, so that's a lot 30, of trips. 7,000, you know, like, let's just say one crate per insect. even. Or even, you know, even one crate per 100 insects. That's still a lot of trips.
But, you know, like the sand spider can't be next to the inter-other spider here. I do not know spiders because I don't like them. But like, yeah, so for certain things, especially, they probably cannot be in the same crate. So then do you stack the crates? And some of them, you know, need like heat lamps or whatever.
Right.
So did you just like, and it, dump them somewhere?
If they were actually employees and they that was this happened to be their shift, then it shouldn't be hard to figure out who did it.
Right. Yeah, but the fact that it, when I saw this, had not yet come out, I'm just like, okay, but just, and if you're so disgruntled, why take, like, I'm so confused on why you would take the log but not take all the insects. Like, it doesn't seem like you were in a rush. They look very just relaxed on this video. So I'm like, how did you miss some? Were those new additions after you left, or you're just like, oh, we're going to leave them 10% to rub it in their noses? Like, we didn't take all of it. You can still see them and therefore see your loss compared to the ones you still have. Like, I really actually do want to know, like, the full motives of these people.
We mock you with this 10% we left.
Right, exactly. We were saying a statement and we hope you get it, even though we didn't actually write it out.
But so it has something to do with those knives and those uniforms. Figure it out.
This feels like the Murder on the Orient Express. Like, it was so convoluted in that answer. It's like that, but with bugs. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, continuing our Let's Steal Things for Strange Reasons. In a San Diego neighborhood, thieves stole a woman's new lawn. And this is all sorts of amazing to me.
You can, because I guess if they just rolled out the sod, you could come along behind and roll it back up.
So yeah, so this was a 16-foot spool of turf, and it had been dropped off by the landscaper who was supposed to come back later and install it.
Oh, so they hadn't unspooled it yet.
They hadn't, but two people, and this was caught, I think, on a neighbor's security camera or something, because those are everywhere nowadays. Seriously, yes. People, why don't you realize that? Two guys drove up in a Nissan Altima and tried to stuff the turf in that. And I'm just like, you couldn't even do this with, like, a pickup truck. But you're going to do this with a Nissan Altima? Just... What was the
conversation beforehand? I mean, I hope they were drunk, because if or this something. Was an actual plan of, dude, we need turf. Like,
wait, and if it was an actual plan,
get the Altima.
Like, bring something to cut it into pieces with, at least. Like,
yeah,
because they did this in broad daylight, so they clearly weren't shy. But this actually then did, of course, lead to the turf sort of being dragged along because it was sticking out of the trunk.
Geez.
And it left a trail for about a block. And then that trail disappeared because I guess enough of it had broken off. But they were caught on camera, so hopefully they'll be caught. But I'm just like, no, seriously, what was the thought process here? Because at least if it was like, you know, those stacked square turfs that you see sometimes.
Yeah.
Where they install them by squares.
Yes.
Fine, that I can understand. You pull up with your silly little car.
And you just take as many as fit. Yeah.
Yeah. But you, like, you seriously saw a 16-foot long spool of grass and was like, I can do that. I can totally take that.
Hold my beer.
I don't understand it. Even just to lift it seems like.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and I get there are two of you, but what? And also, you didn't try to, like, do that thing that I've totally done sometimes where you buy something, like, from the Home Depot, whatever, that's a little too long. So you have to, like, catty-corner it out of one of the windows.
Or push it up between the console, you know.
Right. They did evidently, like, try and stick it in the trunk. And I'm just like...
Did they bring orange flags, though, since it's clearly going to be sticking out of the trunk?
Right. And also, how far were you going that you supposedly did not get caught doing this? Because someone somewhere on the road that day should have called the cops on you of like, that is not anywhere near safe. That thing is longer than your car. You've got it sticking out of a very small trunk. That's going to fall off and it's going to cause a car accident or something. It's just like, really?
I did see, not recently, it's been a while, but somebody who clearly had gone to like Home Depot or someplace mm-hmm. and they'd gotten, I can't remember if it was pipe or 2x4, something really long. Mm. So they just stuck it through their open windows. So it was sticking out the driver's side and the passenger side. Which
Like perpendicular to the car?
Yes.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah. And wow. I was like, oh, I'm so glad. And I wasn't driving at the time, and I was so very glad that I was nowhere on the road with that.
Right? Like, that seems like, you know, a Three Stooges sketch, except in real life, that'd be very dangerous. Please don't.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, not clear. I haven't heard that the thieves have gotten caught. And, like, looking this up led to all the strangest thieving stories, especially ones caught on camera, because it's amazing. Now that, you know, pretty much everyone has a camera on their porch, usually to catch people who are stealing packages.
Yeah.
But then to catch people who are stealing really random things.
Like your neighbor's turf.
Or there was one where they were stealing, like, the flower pots in front of the house. And I'm just like, what is the thought process here? Like, you pull up in front of this house, it's like, oh, man, I could really use those flowers. Go to the garden store.
Or did you take them and then try to and break them open to see if they had a spare key in them? Or what were you doing?
Yeah, I saw one in looking this up where three guys in a pickup truck tried to steal a shed. And this is like a 15-foot long shed. They didn't have a trailer for it. They simply tied it to their truck and dragged it down the road without anything under it. And it seems that at least one of them was like on crystal meth or something.
Oh, no.
So they at least have the excuse of, no, I clearly wasn't in my right mind. It's not clear that these two people in San Diego were that way. But I'm just like, what? What?
Wow.
That thought process. And yeah, okay. Anyways. So moving on to not quite stealing, but an interesting way to take things. And I did not even know you could do this until like 5 years ago, but you can actually move houses, like the whole house. Not like,
yeah.
I'm moving.
Yeah.
But like my house is moving with us.
That happened when I was a kid. They moved the house across the parking lot from us. Yeah, that sounds weird. We lived next to a used car lot when I was growing up, and uh-huh. So there was a parking lot, and then across the street there was a house, and they moved it, and I spent one afternoon watching them hoist that puppy up onto a trailer.
I've never seen this done. I would actually be very interested to do.
It's fascinating. I mean, yeah, and then it's definitely it's
tricky.
Not going to fit on the road, but it's not like a 2x4 stuck through the windows, though,
right.
This thing is, you're going to see it coming.
Well, and now I've got, this was a commercial, I think, around the Super Bowl time of that had someone moving their house, and it played Welcome to My House in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like a tiny house they were moving.
Right,
so
right.
I was like,
that makes sense.
That's totally doable. This is a full-size house. This was in Russellville, Arkansas, and it clearly had a whole team involved with it because it came to a point with a stoplight where the house couldn't quite fit under the stoplight.
Oh, so
sure. So the moving team was like, you know what? We do take our jobs seriously. So two guys hopped out of the truck while it was still moving, somehow climbed onto the roof of the house, went to the stoplight and sort of pulled it up while walking along the roof so that it wouldn't scrape the roof of the house.
That's actually pretty talented.
Right?
I don't know that I could have achieved all of that.
That's A, super smart. I love that you thought of that. But B, I'm not the person getting up on the moving house to walk along while holding onto the streetlight. Because what if, like, I don't let go?
Yeah, I would have miscalculated something. It would have hit me in the head. I would have not been knocked off the house. Just so many things could go wrong there.
Like, I wouldn't have even been the person to be like, oh, we're not going to have enough clearance for that. Like, how do you tell? I get, you know, drive-thrus at least give you the bar that tells you the clearance.
And bridges, yeah.
Bridges, too. I don't think stoplights usually tell you, oh, this is 16 feet, 3 inches or whatever.
Right.
So, you had to drive up pretty close to it to
and
realize.
Was there only one stoplight that they had to go by? Because this would be an issue, I would think, at every intersection, depending on the size of the town.
Yeah, I did hear that, you know, this was a whole process of going through the town, but we only see the video from one light. But I do think they did it more than once.
Huh.
But it's just like, and this is like, clearly took a while because it's not just the two guys on the house. There's also the person driving the truck. And then there's a person out on the road sort of giving directions because they're making a turn as they do this.
Oh, wow.
And it's this huge wide turn to do it as well. So I'm just like, So I don't know how big Russellville, Arkansas is, but you don't seem to be like completely grinding to a halt here. So I'm going to assume it's kind of a small town and therefore you have the time to do this in traffic because nobody was beeping at them or anything. Clearly, people were like, oh, I'm going to take out my phone and film this, as you do.
Right. But well, because there's not something you see every day.
Right. Well, man, if that was something you saw every day.
According to the 2010 census, Russellville, Arkansas had a population of 27,920.
Okay. So.
So, not middle of nowhere. But not, you know. Yeah.
But still small enough that we can take the time to drive our house very slowly in a wide turn while holding up the traffic lights, like, physically. But I wonder if there was, like, any sort of law involved in this. Is there a law about, like, you can't hold up traffic lights or something? Only
that's
certified
a very specific
whatever.
Law. I don't
I
know.
I mean, there were some strange specific laws on the books in certain states that are always throwing me off about, like, not eating. Is it not eating ice cream on a certain day, or you can't put ice cream in your pocket? Some state has a law like that, and I'm just like,
well, you shouldn't put ice cream in your pocket, but I don't
like,
know that we need a law.
Whatever occasioned the need for a law for that you actually passed a law specifically for this really random, really specific thing that I couldn't even imagine people doing to begin with.
There was a rash of thefts one summer in Russellville. No, it wasn't Russellville, but you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, but so very happy the house does seem to have, you know, been successfully moved to wherever it was going. I can kind of understand the thought of let's move our house, of like, we want to move, but we're so attached to our house. But it just, again, I'd never heard of it till 5 years ago. So I'm just like, what? Like my mind is almost blown. I'm just like, it's a whole house on a, what?
Yeah.
What is happening right now?
But it's more complicated than that because, I mean, you got to undo all the plumbing, everything that has to be undone from, and then you got to take it off the foundation, and then you have to build the footprint at the new place that's going to fit this house. You can't just plunk it down on the ground.
And you got to wonder if they're like specialty construction companies that just do house moving. Or can you just
probably
do this with any construction company to
I
move
wouldn't
your
trust
house?
Just any construction
right?
company to move
I wouldn't
my house.
Either, but it's like, how much business do you get as a specialty house moving construction company? Does this happen a lot? Like, you're super pros at this, you have one of these every other week? Like, how does this work?
Possibly.
There's so much I want to dig into here, but unfortunately, we just do not have the time. But so anyways, thank you for listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We will see you next time.